warns of potential income loss for farmers received life-saving assistance as part of the ongoing drought response. Speaking during the Zambia drought response after action review, DMMU National Coordinator Norman Chipakupaku has attributed the achievement to strong collaboration with humanitarian partners who provided both financial and technical support. Mr. Chipakupaku has expressed gratitude to President Hakainde Hichilema for demonstrating strong political will, which he said enabled a swift and effective national response to the drought crisis. He has emphasized the importance of continued joint collaboration to enhance preparedness for future disasters. Mr. Chipakupaku has further noted that the DMMU is advocating for the creation of a resilience fund through the Ministry of Finance and National Planning. He said the proposed initiative would allocate 2% of the national budget to an anticipatory action fund aimed at strengthening disaster preparedness and early response mechanisms.
To our humanitarian partners, your financial support and technical support enabled us to reach over 4 million Zambians with life-saving assistance. That is not a small achievement, colleagues. We had enough food, we had enough tents, we had enough everything to make sure that we covered 4 million people. So the UN Resident Coordinator and your unwavering support and commitment to coordination and partnership with DMMU was very instrumental in keeping our efforts aligned and effective.
Economist Dr. Luwinda Habazoka has expressed concern that the projected maize production, as reported by the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, could negatively affect local farmers' incomes due to falling maize and millimeal prices. According to ZAMSTATS, Zambia is expected to produce 3.6 million metric tons of maize in the 2024 to 2025 farming season, a dramatic rise from the 1.5 million metric tons recorded in the previous season. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Dr. Habazoka has described the forecast as a significant dip for the country's economy, but warned that the projected bumper harvest may have unintended consequences if not properly managed. He said if prices drop significantly, farmers may not be able to recover their production costs, let alone make a profit, emphasizing that this is a critical issue requiring immediate attention. Dr. Habazoka has emphasized that many farmers can only remain viable if they are able to sell their maize at a fair but affordable price to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, which he noted plays a crucial role in stabilizing the maize market.
This year, because of much supply of maize, we are going to have enough maize or more maize on the market than we actually need. So the prices might fall, and they are going to fall, because the laws of supply and demand state that when there's more supply, then there's there's more supply, the prices fall because demand reduces. So I'm worried about this. Why I'm worried about the falling of the prices of millimeal or maize is that when prices go low, farmers do not make profit. And when farmers do not make profit, they try to diversify away from the crop that made them losses that particular the previous farming season to go and grow other crops.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuwalo, says the Zambian government recognizes the importance of infrastructure development as a key driver in the economic transformation of the country. Speaking yesterday during a high-level ministerial panel discussion at the ongoing Sustainable Infrastructure Development Symposium of South Africa 2025 in Cape Town, Mr. Sialuwalo noted that this is why the government is emphasizing collaborations to advance infrastructure and local governance across the country. He said the Zambian government will continue to work with private sector partners to deliver transformative projects that will reduce transportation costs, boost cross-border trade, create employment opportunities, and foster economic growth. Mr. Sialualo added that the Zambian government is committed to delivering quality infrastructure and local governance, and to achieve this, public-private partnerships, PPPs, have become a key strategy in financing and implementing major infrastructure projects. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary, Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Mission in South Africa, Tamara Nurenda. Zambia National Marketers Credit Association President Mupila Kamea has called for constitutional reforms that acknowledge and support the significant contribution of the informal sector to the national economy. In a statement, Mr. Kamea has emphasized the need for reforms that promote fair representation and inclusion, particularly for marginalized groups such as women, youth, and persons living with disabilities. He has proposed the delimitation of constituencies to ensure equitable representation of these groups in Parliament. Mr. Kamea has also advocated for a proportional representation system to further enhance political inclusion, especially for those in the informal sector and underrepresented demographics. He has further proposed that 2.5% of the Constituency Development Fund be allocated specifically to support the informal sector, including marketeers, bus and taxi drivers, truck operators, cooperatives, and small-scale farmers to improve their access to resources, infrastructure, and opportunities for growth.
The Hot FM Business News is Bank, more than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Ntosa Investments Limited from participating in public procurement for unsatisfactory performance and poor delivery of works in a tender issued by the University Teaching Hospital, UTHI Hospital, pursuant to the Public Procurement Act. ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Inutu Mushambatwa says the authority instituted an investigation into the tender pursuant to the Public Procurement Act following a complaint from the UTHI Hospital over the unsatisfactory performance and poor delivery of works by Ntosa Investment Limited in a tender for the supply, delivery and installation of two 10,000-litre water storage tanks at a contract sum of 184,288 kwacha and 13 ngwe. She said ZPPA established that there was underperformance of contractual obligations by Ntosa Investments Limited due to various reasons, such as the ladder protection was not installed on both tanks despite it being provided for in the supplier's bid. Ms. Mushambatwa said the other reason was that PVC pipes were used despite the bill of quantity specifying that galvanized pipes were to be used for the connections to existing water lines. She said ZPPA has therefore suspended Ntosa Investments Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year with effect from 19th May 2025.
ZPPA instituted an investigation into the tender pursuant to Section 95, Subsection 1 of the Public Procurement Act following a complaint from UTHI Hospital over the unsatisfactory performance and poor delivery of works by Ntosa Investments Limited in a tender for the supply, delivery and installation of two 10,000-litre water storage tanks at a contract sum of 184,288 kwacha and 13 ngwe.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
North Korea has criticized the U.S.